You just said need some pie after that ween, and I am inclined to agree. This is me eating an edible and speaking a podcast. Dude, I don't know why life sucks, because seriously, you can do the most amazing things ever. I could go get some coconut cream pie, I could bake another ween, I could play that drum, or I could just stand here and dance and move my body around. How is life not fucking amazing and awesome to everybody? Man, I'm giving up on totally being sad about anything, because I can fucking dance, I can bake a ween, I can eat some coconut cream pie, or I can play that drum. Life is pretty fucking grand, dude. That ain't some high talk. I don't know what is. I feel like everything I say is funny right now, but I can't tell, or if I'm just like really high. So I feel like even my delivery is like stand-up, but I'm like, is it, or am I just really fucking high? I guess when I'm not sober, I'll listen to this, and that might be part of the comedy. Coconut cream pie time. Yeah. Over and out. This is Sig from the whatever awesome reality I'm in. And, yeah, I'm sure I'll probably record some shit again because I... Okay. There we go. Shout out to Sputron. I'm Sig Neutron, and this is Sig Neutron's Sputron. You should use that as the intro. Totally. Or actually, we need a clean cut of it, so I'm going to do it, and then you play the music. I'm Sig Neutron, and this is Sig Neutron's Sputron. Totally just burped myself.
Sig Neutron, Sputron.
Sig Neutron, sleazy.
Hey, and it's your old pal Sig. This is post-Labor Day Sober Sig coming to you. Well, if you didn't tell from my intro, or you couldn't tell from my intro, last night I ate an edible and had a very interesting experience. And somewhere along the lines, I decided to do an episode of my podcast. So today I'm left with fragmented pieces and strange ramblings in my phone, and that I'm going to attempt to construct into an episode of the podcast, because it was really funny last night, but I wasn't sure if I was just stoned or if it actually is really funny. So I'm going to re-listen to the pieces and try to construct it into some kind of narrative to explain what happened last night. For those of you that know me, I've quit drinking. I've been like, almost like 8 months sober now. And rarely do I smoke weed or imbibe in marijuana, but it is legal now, so I'm going to talk about it, because last night was one of the rare occasions that I ate an edible, and I've reevaluated my relationship with substances, and some of them can be used as medicines and unlocking your mind to different perspectives and things, but it's when we abuse them that they become bad habits. So that's my disclaimer and spiel on substance use, but so here we go. Let's see where we went. I think at some point I ended up unlocking the keys of the universe. This is probably going to take more than one episode to get through, so but we'll start with last night. So I started off strong, and I was pretty sure I was recording a podcast, but then I kind of forgot. And then I was trying to write a whole bunch of notes on my phone, and that was taking way too long. And then I realized, hey, I have a voice recorder. Oh, and I can just import those directly into the program that I actually make a podcast with. So here's where it begins. This is the first clip that I have.
Oh, bourbon again. I have the sinking feeling I keep taking dishes outside, but not bringing them back inside. Well, it looks like I'm taking another dish to the void. Until next time. Damn, there we go. I just need to do all my outros when I'm super baked off of gummy.
So what I was trying to say, I'm pretty sure, is that I thought, Sig Neutron taking another dish into the void was a really cool outro, because I always struggle with trying to figure out what an outro is. And I just thought that was really cool. Then I look at the next clip, and it's labeled actual outro. So at this point, I've been standing in the kitchen for a really long time, or what felt like a really long time. At this point, I was already starting to lose concept of time, and what I was even doing at this point. So that led to me coming up with an even better outro in this little segment.
Go back to the party and say, wow, I'm thinking that took way longer than it should have. I almost even forgot that. Shit, how do I stop this? How do you stop it? Oh yeah, you push the red square. This is Sig Neutron pushing the red square. Damn, that's another good outro. Shit, I might start saying that at the end of every episode. I'm Sig Neutron pushing the red square. No, wait, I'm Sig Neutron. Till next time. Wait. I'm Sig Neutron and I'm pushing the square. Until next time. Yeah, I think that's it.
Which that most certainly wasn't it, but hey, at least I documented it. And I do think this is Sig Neutron pushing the red square is a pretty badass outro. And I might actually employ that. So next I find a clip that is labeled extra long, that's only 57 seconds long. I'm telling you, time was getting real wacky. And I think this is when I actually have the epiphany that, well, I have the re-epiphany that I should document this experience, but I started this already knowing that I was going to document the experience. But, well, here you go. Listen to me remember that I'm making a podcast.
Narrate my edible experience, the episode podcast. This is just recount the events of this night. And it's an episode of the podcast. Boom, there we go. Oh my God, start just recounting the night's events when you're super high. And that'll be a special episode, because you don't always get super high. But when you do, apparently you get super fucking high. I still haven't got my coconut cream back to the place where I'm going to consume it. God, no wonder this takes so fucking long. I just can't stop going on a rant. Okay, seriously, this is Sig Neutron pushing the red square. Or wait, no, because now we're going to actually totally document tonight. Right, so that's my story. This would probably be the midpoint of the episode when you're like, oh, and we're going to outro, but then we didn't. Shit, I'm still talking. I need to go eat this coconut cream pie. Sig Neutron pushing the red square.
Well, it's not the midpoint of the episode, but I mean, 7 minutes in, we're getting there. Now, the next clip is labeled gold main part. So apparently, I remember writing, I thought this stuff was gold, so... this is apparently the main part of the episode. So at this point, I've rejoined Ranny and at RannyAgogo on Instagram, and also our friend Sin Twisted. At Sin Twisted on Instagram, the I in Sin is a 1 and the E in Twisted is a 3. Check out, she's amazing. She does all these crazy, cool contortions and performances, and she's awesome. And we're going to have her back for like an actual... We talked about doing a podcast earlier in the night, and then gummies happened. And so she still ended up being a guest, but just in a different way. So here's where we get into the meat and potatoes of the podcast, or the coconut cream pie, as it were. This is when things are really starting to get intense, and we had planned to go swimming because we thought it would be an awesome idea and it would feel great, but this is the part where I'm starting to realize that maybe it's not such a good idea if we go swimming. Enjoy.
I was eating and I totally missed my mouth with a fork, and it just, I was like, fuck, I haven't been this high since... I was like a teenage kid, like, bros, I'm too high, I can't eat with a fork. And then now I'm having legitimate concerns of if I can even swim or not, because I can't even eat with a fork. I mean, like, there's the risk of dying from eating with a fork is relatively low. But swimming is a different story, because I'm going to be in a body of water that I could actually drown in.
That was creepy, being in a body.
Right? That's also a really
creepy thing to say.
We're
going to enter a body together. Can we hold hands while we do it?
What? I don't even know what that means. Right? People like go into bodies.
We got to Google it. Why is it called a body?
Oh, you're talking about a body of water.
Yeah, body of water.
Oh my God, this whole time I thought you guys were talking about bodies. Like, it's weird to jump into a body.
I know, I said that.
So I thought you were talking about our skin suits. I was like, that's kind of a creepy thing to say. Oh, no. You guys were talking about the water this whole time. That is slight. Yeah, that's less creepy than what I was thinking.
But more magical, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I guess that's me. Mr. Magical Thinker.
That made way creepier sense when Alexa entered the body holding hands together.
Yeah, that's what I was like, wow, this is getting really weird. Wait. What? No, but holding someone's hand to jump into a body of water. Now that, see, it's all about
but
the context.
But still, it's a body.
Yeah, it's all about the context. One of those situations is very much creepier than the other one. Especially the holding hands part. This is so cool. I can make a podcast with this little block in my hand. People are going to hear the words that I'm saying right now.
See, we were tripping out earlier on the magazine in the store, the Pog magazine in the grocery store.
Yeah.
You're tripping out over your
See, and
block
then
hand.
Perfect host segue into another topic.
Into your block
Good
hand.
One. About how weed magazines are like at the front of a supermarket.
Yeah.
Think about, like, we lived, like, our younger years, and people would get arrested for weeds. You couldn't. Now we can just
Even
text.
Just having seeds of weed.
Yeah. Now we text someone, like Joe Bob from a billboard, and they bring you weed to your house.
Yeah, Joe Bob from a billboard, they deliver that shit.
Yeah. Like, if shit's not progressing, I don't know what is. That was only a couple years ago, like two tens of years ago. It's an odd way to say numbers, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Two tens of numbers ago. I mean, I can't even repeat it. That's what I mean. I had a hard time speaking. And I'm also kind of just recording at this point to be like, is this going to be funny to listen to later? Or am I just, we all really stoned right now? I don't even know how you're smoking any more weed. Wow.
Yeah, I have to.
I am impressed.
Thank you.
Oh.
Plus the beer. It's a nice little
I feel like I haven't stopped talking for
last
month.
Like it took me an hour.
Yeah, right? I feel like I've been talking for an hour. Oh, the beauty is I have a timer. It's only been 3 minutes and 40 seconds. By the way you're all laughing, I realize that you think that it's been much longer than 3 minutes and 50 seconds. You are fanning yourself with corn right now. This might be the greatest episode of my podcast ever made. This might be the episode that makes us millionaires. Because I just post this and then it goes viral. Because that's what people do. They just do something silly like this, like fan their face with corn. And then they're on Ellen's show tomorrow.
Oh, I gotta make a costume.
Ellen's gonna be calling you 2 days after I post this. Randy, can you come in? The way you waggled that corn on that video. Ellen needs to talk to you and share your story with America.
Corn waggle.
Right? Like that one kid just did that weird dabby dance. And then he was on Ellen or something. I may have made that up. That may have not been something that happened. My original point was that time is fucking weird. Because remember that? It feels like I've been talking for a really long time explaining that point. See, and you're lost. See, I am talking way too much. But it's only been 5 minutes since I pushed record. Okay. I thought there was a lot more sun. When I pushed it, right?
Sun is creeping. Whoa, wait,
it's
fast.
Like,
it's gone.
I felt like it was a time lapse, like sun, like it's sunrise, and now it is sunset. That's how long I've been talking, because I used my imagination. And that's, I imagined me talking all night. Maybe I did talk all night. What's the date?
You keep talking.
See, I need to stop talking. I think I mentioned that too. But I mean, I was recording a podcast. I forgot I'm recording a podcast, so I guess it makes sense that I would keep talking, right? Because isn't that how stand-up comedy works? You keep talking.
I don't know. Isn't that how stand-up comedy works?
Yeah. See.
Well, first off, you're sitting down.
Yeah, this is my sit-down stand-up special.
Your sit-down special.
Yeah, that's the name of my special. Sit-down.
Sit-down. I'm a sit-down comic.
Yeah.
See?
Way more chill than the other comics.
Yeah. Like, why don't you pull up a little seat? Get cozy here. It's story time with Sig Neutron. You guys look comfortable, right? Should I crackle the fire a little bit more? Welcome to Sit Down with Sig Neutron. Hi. That should be the intro of the show. Wow, how long have I been talking? That could be an intro of the show. Whoa. 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Again, that felt like a long time. I'm just going to watch the fire now.
I'm nice and full and stoned.
Right? I am severely stoned.
Severely.
Yeah, like I'm having legitimate adult, because I'm a 30-year-old man, and I'm like, will I drown in that pool if I get in?
Now we'll throw a noodle at
you. Don't fall in that pool.
Yeah, this is not the time to fall in the pool. This is the time I need my water wings and life vest.
You just kind of like to stay stiff, because when we thrash, it's just worse off.
See, I'm actually considering putting that knowledge into my brain to save for later. But I already know how to swim. I've done it my entire life.
What do you say if you get on top of it with the cover?
Oh.
That is good problem. To know.
I hope that's not foreshadowing, because then it's scary.
That would suck.
Wow, I'm like super stoned. I thought I would get less stoned if I started eating that rock.
I see frogs everywhere, and I hear really loud crickets.
Oh, I forgot that this is what like mushrooms are like. It has been so long since I had a psychedelic experience.
Yeah, this is kind of like...
I am so high that it's almost like I consumed a mushroom. And we do that shit for fun.
I kind of want to eat a little bit more.
Oh my God, you're insane.
A little bit more.
I couldn't be any more high than I am right now.
Right?
Yeah. I don't even know if I could eat another half.
That's how I can tell when you're high. Because your eyes get super shranty.
Shranty? That's an amazing word.
Yeah, her eyes full on do this.
Hamburger eyes.
Super shranty.
You got shranty hams. Oh shit, we just made up a new term. You got some shranty hams. That's how I know you're high, because you're shranty hams. That's gotta be funny, right? Shit. I feel like if I was not stoned and I heard that, I would think that's funny.
You're talking.
Right? I can't
eyeballs
stop.
Are so scary. I love it.
But I am still recording a podcast, so I think I shouldn't stop talking.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we're sitting in front of the fire without a TV. Is this what people did in, like, olden times?
Olden times.
They just said, there's no TV. Yes. Here, let me just sit up here
Let's
so I'm backlit.
Let's see what we can see on the fire. And they were so connected to the fire during those times. They just had nothing better to do.
I know. And then I got this phone that I could just, like, veg out in and not enjoy.
But like, look at this, it's beautiful.
Dude, people watch like videos of fire more than they watch the real thing.
It's like peeking into a
Isn't
fire
that trippy?
House.
We should at least balance our modern lives with more
house
looking straight at the nature.
I don't get fireplaces in houses anymore though. If I had a fireplace in my apartment, I would totally do it. But every year for Christmas, I have to put on the YouTube video of the Yule log being burned on my TV screen. But yes.
Shit, I had a hard time following that story. I caught you
me
at
too. I
shit. I caught you at the Yule log on your fire,
me
your
too.
TV maybe. Shit.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was really trying to listen.
More people would stare into fire if we had more fireplaces in our homes.
Yeah, that is something that should. If I'm president,
I'll
mandate
like really important to balance
that everyone.
When it was winter time.
I know we're never exposed to that much fire. Maybe that's why candles are a good thing.
That's why I say in the wintertime I put on the YouTube on my TV, and I just watch the fire on my TV screen.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that like, just by talking, if we knew the right answers, we could talk out the entire problems of the universe because all the answers are out there. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we could just sit here and talk, and then we would have them. All it takes is for someone to just think about the universe in the right way.
Mm-hmm. That's like Mormons, right?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Like Mormons. I don't know if that's... Is that too bawdy of a joke to put in a podcast?
I don't know. You can just listen
Blaming
to it.
The Mormons. I guess I have to decide when
like
I'm not
that.
This high. Because I can't pick up the context in that. Was that a hard M? Like the Mormons?
I didn't even know there was a hard M. I thought there was just an M.
Yeah,
but
no, I know.
Be hard or
no,
soft.
I'm just saying, because you know there's a hard and soft J.
like for the Jew word. Remember, it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Hard, more soft makes that seem more.
I think everything kind of has a hard and soft aspect to it. Now I think about it,
everything is dual, man.
Really, like, is she a stripper or is she a stripper? You know what I mean? Like,
that's like the yin and the yang. The stripper or the stripper?
Or is she the stripper?
Yeah, I screwed up the way I delivered it because I forgot the context.
To the second one.
I got confused because I forgot my point.
Stank of the stigma.
Can you hand me?
I was just at a point where I was saying stripper, and I was like, why did I just say stripper? I'm like that high. See, you can't even. Mr. Noodles? See, I had this problem where I was like, I keep bringing dishes outside and not bringing any back. So I must have brought the entire kitchen out here by now.
What do you want, Rennie?
Those chips that they're pointing at? Yeah.
Now it's making me question if any of us should
Thank
go swimming.
You. I don't know why I didn't get up and get myself.
Exactly. See, you couldn't even get up to get chips. So I'm like, are any of us like able to swim right now?
I don't know.
See, now you're on board with like, I don't even know if I could swim. So now that's a good gauge of how high we are. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, if you're as high as you think you can't swim, then that makes me feel better about how high I am right now. Because I'm like on the brink of like, this is crazy high.
No, I'm like,
I was just telling this story yesterday. How about sometimes when you get high, you do awesome things. And I did this show and I took some ecstasy. And we were swimming on a rooftop, like the band and like some extra people. And me and this chick were doing handstands in the shallow end. And I let go and smacked my chin on the bottom of the pool and came up. My chin was like, not like covered in blood, but it was bleeding a little bit. But aside from that, I was still able to swim and everything while really, really high on ecstasy. I didn't die. Let's just say that.
I don't know if you're selling this case that we should go swimming.
I'm saying I can manage. I might smack my chin on the bottom of your pool.
But you literally recounted a plan. You face planted on hard ground.
Oh, it was such a good time.
That doesn't sound like that's a good time tonight.
No, but
tonight.
Then I can
I don't
want to
see
later,
you face plant.
But then I can tell the story later.
Man, way into the future.
Was that foreshadowing?
My face plant now.
Yeah, see, you're talking about it as if it's a possibility. That's not convincing me any.
Well, you know how I'm convinced.
Right? That in itself should be concerning to you.
Oh, shit.
This might be the best episode of my podcast ever. The night, this is Labor Day weekend. I came up with a really sweet outro for the podcast earlier. I was like, this is Sig Neutron pushing the red square. That's the stop button. Wow. Right? How smooth and cool does that sound?
Super smooth, yeah.
I'm Sig Neutron.
Smooth, I don't understand what you're saying.
Shit. See, we're that high. We're high enough to where I'm glad that the fire has already been started. Because much like swimming in the water, I'm afraid of doing anything with the fire. That's elemental extremes right there. I fear the water and the fire. That seems like that should be a profound point to remember. If we respect the elements and safely work with them, then we don't get burnt up or we don't drown. That's like a metaphor for balance in life, right?
Word.
Whoa, dude. I feel like that's going to be really profound tomorrow. When you guys can know what I'm saying, you're going to be like, damn, that was a really profound point. What are you eating?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to push stop and save this because it's gold.
And I did just that. I pushed stop and I saved it. At this point, if you can't tell, things are getting pretty wacky and weird. And I felt like... we were sitting out back next to the fire pit, and that felt like the only place that was. I completely forgot about the entire other world. But at this point, I realized that I should probably take an ad break in this podcast that I keep forgetting that I'm making, apparently. Enjoy. Oh, yes, the next clip that I find is labeled anxiety. Let's find out why.
I'm super stoned, too. But I'm glad that I could figure out how to push that red square and take a break. Oh, I didn't do an ad break. Oh, yeah. So here we go. I'm Sig Neutron, and we'll be right back after these messages. I wonder what... Oh, what ad? Okay, let's make up an ad right now. Because I always do a funny ad. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah, I'm too stoned to make up an ad right now. Yeah. Oh, how about the... This is an ad for those gummy people that sold us these gummies. That's how things work, because we're on a product right now. So this ad brought to you by...
Cushy Punch Sativa Gummies.
Not so high, what that brand name is, and insert it there, and then maybe they'll give me money. Because if this goes viral, then everybody's going to buy these gummies. Listen, the point of an ad is to sell you something right now. Fuck, you guys should get these gummies from this...
Cushy Punch.
...company. That was where I insert the name of the company. Needed a clean take on it. But, shit, I'm so fucking high. Sin, are you really fucking high?
Yeah.
Rani, are you really high?
Yeah.
Isn't that what everyone wants out of being eating a gummy bear, is being really fucking high?
Oh, it
was
a good gummy.
Damn. See? Let's hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I told you. You were like, I'm going to eat that fourth. And I was like, you should not eat that fourth. That did happen. See, now you can get 8 whole doses out of one.
Cushy Punch Sativa Gummy.
See, we're still in the ad.
Yeah.
That's how you sneak in ad stuff right there. Right? Like, damn, I'm like a marketing genius right now. Blank.
Cushy Punch.
Company should fucking hire me, pay me for this ad. Maybe I would be their spokesperson if they...
Would you be their spokeswoman?
Sure. I'll just be a spokes whatever.
Would you be their mascot?
Moral of the story. Oh, I got to end the ad. The moral of the story is you should buy
Cushy Punch,
that company's brand gummies, because we are all ridiculously high. And then it ends with a song like this. Ta 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 ta. There. Now we're back.
A selenite tomb thrown into a fire.
A what?
A selenite tomb thrown into a fire.
Selenite tune?
Tomb. Like a tomb?
Oh, shit. That's some deep shit.
Can you write that down?
Well, we're recording, so I don't think we have to write it down.
Okay.
See, that's what I figured out a long time ago, is if I just have this thing going, I don't have to write things down. Quite honestly, changed the scope of the night for me. Because I was, like, having a real hard time getting a piece of coconut cream pie because I kept stopping to write notes.
Oh, man. Coconut cream pie.
Because you see how
it exists,
right?
Good.
I know. It still exists. Would you like? Would you like this one? Because I'm too high to even eat right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I just realized you've been eating this entire time.
It just came from his crotch. Pie just emerged.
I have no idea how you're eating right now.
Best pie ever. Here.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you have the wherewithal to go get a coconut cream pie, then why are you not happy? Because re-calendar and coconut cream pies are amazing. See, I'm still in selling it mode. Now we can get double sponsors. Is this Marie Callender? Who is this?
Yeah,
if it's not Marie Callender, okay, good. So I didn't have to like change that to where Gladys not Marie Callender's. That would have been the ad, but no. Okay, yeah. Marie Callender should sponsor us now. I was supposed to come back from a break. Maybe somebody else should talk, because I feel like I'm losing my voice. I've been talking so much.
I don't want to talk.
How do I not?
Talk so much.
How long do you think I've been talking?
Forever.
Give me a
whole time.
No, right. This is our experiment about how the brain develops time.
No.
Okay, just since I pushed the last record, how long do you think I've been talking? See, they can't even think of a time. And she says an hour and a half. Good Lord, no, it's only been 4 minutes and 30 seconds. See, you thought that was going to be an extraneous story. They're like, oh, why are we talking about the time? We're high. And I'm like, guys, no, you just thought an hour and 30-something minutes had passed. And you're surprised to know that only 4 minutes and 30 seconds had elapsed. While I still talk. Man. Oh, that's when I usually drink something, because that's how thirst works. See, I am that high. Like, holy shit. Yeah, we went in all kinds of strange order. With the ween, to pie, to the husk. That's what you said earlier.
To the cab.
Oh, to the cob, yeah.
The cab.
Oh my god, this night has already felt like forever, because I just realized we kept talking about 4 minutes. It seemed like it's been an hour. We've only been sitting here for like 20 minutes.
Can I have some of that beer? Oh my god, it's going to be so good.
It is so good.
Things taste so good right now.
I know. Let that be another advertisement for a blank
Cushy Punch
brand weed.
Make shit taste good.
And O'Doul's.
Oh yeah, I was on a spiel about O'Doul's earlier. I hope I recorded that.
Steven Spielberg over here.
Oh yeah, because I did. Oh my god. That's where I can put that, me talking about O'Doul's earlier, because that's how it fits in. Look at my puzzle pieces falling together for my podcast. And here is where we cut to the segment of me earlier. When you're drinking a beer and it's non-alcoholic, you could just use your imagination and it's like you're drinking a beer. Did you forget how fun imaginations were? This is the absolute, the whole fun of imagining that I'm drinking a beer. We did it as kids. Like, where's my bubble pipe? I need this non-alcoholic beer and a bubble pipe. Thank you and good day.
Okay, so it's Sober Sig here with Sober Ranny.
Yep.
So this next part, you were on like some weird level of high too. So
yes. So let me preface by saying I had not smoked weed in probably a month or something, and I haven't had an edible in a very long time. And those are some very kick-ass edibles that take you to funky towns.
Cushy
so.
Brand. The cushy gum? Damn it.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of the...
Whatever it was crazy. So at that point, or like actually before that, I was like, the music sounded like it was in slow motion. I was hearing like sounds as if we were in a forest. I was hearing like frogs and chirpy sounds and birds. I feel like I was hearing in like 4D or something, hearing in like another dimension, or just hearing something like at a high vibration, because I was lit and I was hearing a lot of things.
Yeah, you kept asking me if I heard all the birds and the frogs and stuff. And then like I came over and sat next to you and I was like, maybe it's just because she's over here. And I didn't hear anything.
Dude,
do you think you were like hearing into the past or the future?
I don't know. I was hearing some sort of vibrational energies. I was hearing the song, and like songs I've heard multiple times, and they were like in slow motion. So
didn't you say you were seeing something out of the corner of your eyes?
Yeah, through my peripherals, I was seeing, you know, like shapes, like humanoid shapes or something, like in the vines around us. Definitely thought I was seeing the spirits, and I felt pretty cool about that. I was like, yeah, I'm seeing the spirits around us. That's nice.
So we're talking about having a
theory.
I wasn't
afraid of what I was seeing or anything.
Yeah, we're talking about a theory of like most paranormal experiences, they always say they see the ghost out of the corner of their eye. And I'm wondering if that's sort of how light bends and refracts, that we can actually, out of our peripheral, we can actually see into the fourth dimension or some other dimension, because it's on our peripheral. And maybe the way that light bends, maybe we get a peek at things.
It felt like a peek into the veil of sorts.
Yeah, which is pretty chippy. Mm-hmm. So now this is when you start staring into the fire and seeing things.
Yeah, and I've done fire divination before, even without being high.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I do fire divination, it's a lot. I say a lot more, I feel like. So
mm-hmm.
Let's hear what I have to say.
Good intro to that clip. Here it is.
I see like sparkles in the fire.
Listening to, we're talking about O'Doul's. You see what? Like the ash flying up.
So you said it looks like someone's looking over a pagoda towards a mass grave of fire.
Yeah, and that's pretty interesting. I kind of vaguely remember what I saw. It was like a large humanoid sort of figure above, like, a pagoda. It was, like, large. Maybe it was, like, some sort of god. I don't know. And it was, a pagoda is traditionally, like, a temple or building, like, in Hindu or Buddhist tradition, so...
And you didn't know that until you just looked it up right now.
Yeah, and sometimes I say things when I do divinations, and I don't really know what the words mean, so I just looked up what pagoda meant, and it's usually a sacred temple or building, typically for Hindu or Buddhist religion. And when you think of, like, fires and graves, it kind of makes sense, I guess. When you think of graveyards, you think of death, and then when I think of fire, I think of transformation. So maybe it was a transformation from death to life. That's what I feel like I saw.
Interesting. Do you have any idea what that could mean? Huh? Well, and what you've learned and we've learned together about divinations is that they mean many, many things.
Yeah, I mean, someone else can hear that divination and it can be like, it can mean something completely different or something very personal to them.
Yeah, so maybe you listeners out there, maybe, because I don't know, the spirit realm knows that we have listeners, so maybe that means something to somebody mm-hmm. listening to this podcast. And if it does, tweet at us or send us an email, signeutron@gmail.com.
Yeah, sometimes I'll also do like some sort of research of, like more research of a divination, and who knows, maybe that was something that actually happened, you know, in mm-hmm. the past. It could be some sort of fires near a pagoda that was near a gravesite. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my take on that is most likely, you know, basically like the gods or a higher being watching over the transformation of man from death to life, the cycles of life and death. Also, interestingly enough, when I think of like the pagoda and the link to it to Hindu religion, this morning, actually, when I was doing my morning meditation, I feel like I was getting messages from Sarasvati, who is the Hindu goddess of like learned knowledge and creativity, art. So just kind of interesting seeing a pagoda and then feeling like I received messages from her this morning.
Cool. It's pretty deep.
Yeah.
And we're all just like super stoned, and then Randy starts doing some divination, which was pretty cool. And then so how does super stoned me respond to that? Well, let's find out.
You see it?
No, I don't see any of that. That's cool. See, now it's drama. It just took another turn. Because now that we actually believe in spiritual stuff, I actually know that you're seeing some kind of crazy shit in the fire. So it's like, now a night just got magical. And a spirit could just be like, making you see that right now, just so you would say it, and it would sound really cool, and then giving us a story.
Or divination that we gotta look into.
That's right, but the thing is, we actually have to look into it. So how
so
cool is that?
To this.
Yeah.
And then talk about the snake in the back, facing the left. He's above the cauldron of fire.
So you said this time we could talk about the snake in the back to the left over a cauldron of fire.
So, yeah, I remember that it was a snake facing the left, and it was over a cauldron of fire. And that, to me, kind of personally represents to me Simbi Makaya, who is a deity that I've been working with. He's helped me infuse some of my enchanted items. He's helped me enchant certain items, infusing it with his energies. It's a really friendly Loa that I work with personally. He usually hangs out by the swimming pool, and I give him offerings weekly sometimes, especially when I'm working with him more. So I felt good thinking about that and thinking about him. And that when you think of the cauldron, I think of like fire and water, you know, which represents him, I think. And him looking towards the left, I feel like is represents the change of season and how I'm about to start working with shadow. So I'm going to be doing more more work with the left hand soon.
So when you say that you think he is at the, or he hangs out at the pool, like, how do you know he's at the pool?
That's where he said he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, initially I was giving offerings. This is like when all of this happened, and I was giving offerings to the vines around the swimming pool, and then he told me he was in a certain spot, and he was very kind, and he really evokes like this feeling of like just happiness. So I would always give him like yellow or red or, you know, flowers in his little spot where he hangs out. Yeah, sometimes I'll also offer him like some rum, or he's not really picky. He's actually really, really nice.
You said when you're in the backyard, you get like waves of happiness sometimes.
Yeah, and especially when I look at this, the spot where he stays, I tied a little yellow ribbon. So every time I look at that yellow ribbon, I get this like nice feeling, because he really does like just evoke like a good feeling and a good magical feeling. He's one of those loa that I really have a good connection with.
Nice. And I think, again, once we start doing like the specific deity episodes, we'll do a whole episode on Simbi. I think we could do that.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the mythologies and everything, and then your personal relationship. Yeah. But as we're recording this now, we're sitting in the middle room, and I look to my left, and I see the snake goddess candle holder that I made for Rani, and there's a snake in the back on the left next to the candle holder part, which is a cauldron of fire, essentially.
Yeah. So it could be that too. I mean, multiple meanings.
And you know, that's kind of funny, because like I wouldn't doubt it if the spirit knew that we were going to be sitting right here, and I'm just like looking over there.
Yeah.
Because they know these things, so it's like, there you go, boom, there's a spirit joke for you. Mm-hmm. But also it probably means a lot of other things, and maybe it means something to you guys listening out there too. So Theorize, let us know. So I'll cut back to let's see how Super Jaime reacted to that divination.
Dude, you know what we could do? We could make a show about you just channeling spirit messages, and then we go solve mysteries. Because, like, I actually believe that you can... Yeah, I actually believe that you can, like, channel messages. So why wouldn't you use your powers to, like, channel messages, and we could, like, find missing people or solve crimes... Like regular old gumshoes. Spirit gumshoes.
Superpowers for good.
Right?
Not evil.
Yeah.
I want to be Shaggy.
Alright. I'm like super stoned. Dude, I think we're all Shaggy.
I want to be part of the gang, but I'll bring all the snacks.
This could seriously be a show right now. Right? Now we could, like, do follow-up episodes when we, like, look through the clues and solve the mystery. We could literally just release a video and share this if you have, like, a mystery that needs solved. And then the people will just send us their mysteries, and then we could actually solve real people's mysteries.
I see a shark moving very quickly.
Okay, shark moving quickly over a fire. I gotta clown on myself for a little bit over here, because there's doing these divinations high, and you know, I was looking into a fire. So everything involved fire. Normally when I do a divination and I'm looking at fire, I'm not always saying like it was in a fire. So I mean, maybe I said it for a reason, but shark moving quickly over a fire. Sharks are known to never stop moving. Mm-hmm. They're always moving, so moving quickly.
Yeah, or maybe this episode just jumped the shark.
Maybe.
And then also, I mean, we were just like chilling out, and she didn't like prep to do any divinations or anything. So it's
I was just high, and I was saying what I was seeing.
And also, yeah, it could be a spirit joke, or it could actually mean something. That's the thing, we never really know. Yeah. it's a mystery.
I mean, quick transformation, that's what it could mean. If I'm constantly saying fire, when I think of fire, I think of transformation.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does stoned me think it is? Let's find out.
Maybe my finger is the shark, and I am pushing the stop button over the fire so that I make sure that I save this, because this is good stuff for the podcast, right? Signutron, the shark swimming over the fire to push the red square. Man, that sounds so cool. Randy said I talk a lot, and I'm like, I know, because I'm an air sign. That's what I do. I'm communication. Look, I'm bringing my element to the party because I'm just like gabbing, flapping my jaws, flip-flapping my Jim Jams over here.
Mr. Gavin flapping my jaws.
Yeah, Mr. Gavin flapping his Jim Jams.
Yes, I'm fire too.
You're fire too? Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys are like way enjoying the fire, being mm-hmm. fire signs, and I'm over here gabbing yeah, my right. gums. Yeah, and then I'm gabbing my gums, bringing some comedy over here, the comic relief over here. See, that's how. Well, the comic relief, if the air fell into the water and I drowned, that would be pretty funny. I'm that high. See, it's only funny as a story.
Yeah,
exactly. But me telling you that made you laugh. But if it actually happened, it would suck balls. That would not be funny. Why do we joke about that? I've been joking about my own death, and everybody just casually laughed at it. See, and you're still casually laughing about thinking about my own demise. Well, I mean, it's layered in there in the comedy somewhere.
Holy shit.
See, stop now, you. is that fucking you. Funny, or am I just high? That's part of the mystery, too.
I can't
stop you. Well, see, that's part of the mystery of life. Am I funny or not? I'll find out tomorrow when I'm not high and I listen to this. And you're still laughing and I'm still talking, so it must mean that's a good thing.
Oh, this could be a musical.
I feel out of breath. How long have I been talking? It's only It's only been like 5 minutes since the last time.
I know, so what's the math?
Huh?
How many times was 5 minutes ago?
I don't know. We've only been... This is only like a 20-minute episode so far. Fuck, and doesn't it feel like the sun has went around the earth and came back up or something? Shit.
That's down, yeah.
Yeah. And we still haven't even went swimming yet. Is anyone even sure if they can swim? See, I had to,
totally lost in this fire.
Remember when I foreshadowed that? Remember when I foreshadowed that? Remember when I foreshadowed that? And I was like, I don't know if we should be swimming. And you guys are like, I'm fine. I'm going to smoke some more weed. And now we're all in agreement that we should not be swimming.
I just want to be comfortable.
Yeah, I want to be comfortable.
Yeah, right? Like,
getting... Comfort is like my main goal right now.
So right?
Cold isn't comfortable. What else
right? will make me Oh my God, that means that we have the choice. We have the power to choose our own adventure. Do we want to get in the pool? Or no. Do we want to feel comfortable?
Should we go into the house now?
Well, the fire is kind of died down. We have more fire that we could light with more weed. But see, there is a house that we could go into.
Yeah, I like.
Didn't you guys feel like this was the only world we were in for a minute? Yeah. Right? Because I did totally forgot about the house. I thought I was like beholden to this. We have to go swimming. So I'm just sitting here trying to not be too high because I thought we were set on going to swimming.
Casting herbs into the fire.
Oh, I bet that smells amazing.
Smell really good.
Shit, that means I got to deal with some fire. Here, you hold this and you talk for a minute.
Oh, goodness. I can't be talking right now.
But you're good at holding, so just
okay,
keep doing that.
Okay, well, you said talk. You didn't say just hold this.
But you're doing both. See? You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
He bamboozled you.
Yes. He bamboozled me into words.
You. I totally did.
And you're using a lot
that
of them.
Some arcane trickster shit right there. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da, comedy relief.
Oh, my goodness. You talk so much. And really fast, too, by the way.
Stop talking. What was I supposed to do?
I don't know, Mr. Thousand Words a Minute.
See, you blame my words, but you can't remember what I was supposed to be doing either. Right. But we had a directive. I'm still talking. Holy shit.
Yeah, you talk so much.
I think, am I a nervous talker? Is that... Oh, no, we're doing a podcast. No, that's right. And I'm supposed to keep talking. So if I stop talking, that would be a problem, right? You don't watch a Netflix special and he just stops talking halfway through.
I'm gonna have a seat. Right.
I'm like an ambiance maker.
An ambiance maker?
Mm-hmm. The sounds of these chips in the background create an ambiance.
That's some pretty good ambiance. I'm glad, because otherwise it would have been dead space, because I have stopped talking. You see how awkward that got? We're making a podcast and I stop talking. Then it gets awkward. Unless you have ambiance makers like Rani. Mm-hmm. Hire Rani to be your next ambiance maker.
Yep.
Oh, people do that. That's called ASMR. How weird is that shit? That's a segue into the topic of ASMR. Mm-hmm. I've just been narrating our night, and this has been the episode. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been laughing. So you guys are actually in the experience, and I'm making you laugh. Uh-huh. But then everybody's going to get to live, like, listen, re-listen to the experience, and then laugh. Is everybody okay? Yeah, see, I was worried you smoked more weed. It's been a while since I've been on the verge of, like, should I take a nap high?
No, right? I'm like, I just want to be comfy.
Because I'm like, I am very stoned.
I can't stop eating.
Yeah, I don't even know how you are eating.
What do you mean?
That seems like, I can't even imagine I'm that stoned.
Ah.
But you make it look easy, I guess. Don't choke. Oh my god, that's not funny. Why are we laughing at that?
It says that you're eating the corn cob. It's row by row.
Alright, so I know I'm not the only one that's super not high right now. Did I call your eyes scrim jams earlier? That's a throwback joke. Remember that? Scrim jams? Was that before the commercial break?
No idea.
Or which commercial? Like
3 hours.
It's only been 20 minutes.
In real life?
Yes!
No.
That's what I keep trying to tell you guys.
20 minutes like
20 minutes ago.
Like, shit. Something is just magically going to erase this. Maybe something might magically erase this because we live in a magical world now.
Why would it?
I don't know. That would be unfortunate.
Give it a reason, motherfucker.
to keep the information from getting out, because this episode is so good. What if it was like Terminator and they came back just to stop me from posting this podcast episode? Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger breaks down the door and he's like, come with me if you want to live.
Nip him in the bud.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Time to nip him in the bud? Have you seen Terminator 2? I don't think that's what he says. At least, is that the like extended director's cut? It's time to nip him in the bud.
That was a joke.
John Connor. Well, no, it's good. I'm just milking it because now it's like, John Connor, it's time to get nip in the bud. Come with me if you want to nip in the bud.
The Mandela effect.
Dude, we're not even having a TV on and we're entertaining ourselves, right? Or does my throat hurt and you're all annoyed?
All of the things.
Okay, alright, because
I'm just trying to peel this corn.
I see that. You're doing a pretty good job because, again, as I said before, I don't even know how you're eating.
Try to take it one step at a time, man.
That's what we gotta do with life, take it step at a time.
This corn, I tell you. One step at a time.
Don't husk it too quick now.
Don't ask how many steps.
The slow husker.
Because you go too quickly now, you might hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. Why are we speaking in an accent now?
That's because this corn has a fucking accent.
Is that corn from Texas? Funny thing is, that corn might be from Texas.
Yeah.
What if I was channeling Texan corn now?
Yeah,
right? Howdy, Tex corn. This is Tex corn. Happy to be here with you. Thanks for shucking me slowly. Didn't want to hurt nobody. This is Tex corn.
You bitch, you're so funny.
Okay, good. All right, see? You solved the mystery. I was like, am I legitimately funny or am I just like annoying everybody? But
I don't
thank
even
you.
Know if it's not
thank
both.
Thank you for
though.
The feedback. But see, you're laughing.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know. This is Sober Sig here, and I think the jury's still out on if I was actually funny or annoying. But,
I felt like you were annoying most of the time until you were funny. So it was an ebb and flow of funny and
annoying.
It
just hurts
annoying.
My feelings.
Sorry.
Well, we'll let the listeners decide.
So the next clip seemed really promising. It was labeled Secret of the Universe.
And I was excited because I thought I was going to lay down some crazy universal truths. But long story short, it was not talking anything but nonsense. But I did pull this little nugget for you. Enjoy.
That's the secret of the universe, dude.
Frozen bananas?
No. But that was, I could see how you would think that that's what it meant.
I'm pretty sure that that just sums up that clip. Then I started spouting some clip called Quantum Theory. And actually, you know what, I had a pretty decent point. I was just tripping out over how time was so weird and we actually don't have anything in our brains that tell us our experience of time. So I was thinking about how time is really just the increment between actions. Like, I was sitting down, I stood up and walked across the room. And time was how long it took me to, between those two points. And you know what? Let me just, now I sound high right now. This is sober sig, but you know what? Let's hear my point about time.
If things don't have a concept of flowing time, then there's just mass confusion. Because if we didn't have time, an increment in which to think between times that we do things, then we wouldn't be able to experience life. I just threw down some quantum theory genius.
Genius or not, you decide. But it is pretty interesting to think about time in different ways. This is Sober Sig. And then I was supposed to end the podcast there. It was there was a whole bunch of other footage that was just devolving into nothing very interesting. So I spared you guys the... But I did find this little nug where I was thinking about just if I was a supreme being and what it would like to be the only thing in existence. And so here, the last clip I'll play is this thought-provoking thing. Think about if there was a supreme source of everything.
But if nobody was listening to this, then it wouldn't even matter that we spouted some truths. Because there would be no one else to share it with, right?
Mm-hmm. Memories, though.
Right, so if I was a supreme being and I wanted to space out so I could experience myself and I had you, then we can have an experience together.
And it's like using me.
I know. We could have an experience together, but we can't tell anybody else about it. So why wouldn't we split into more people that could experience this with us?
It just sounds insane.
Yeah, but so does being the single existence, the single thing in existence. Mm-hmm. People go insane in solitary confinement. If there was a supreme being of everything and it didn't split into multiple things, it would go insane. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Pure chaos.
Do you want more chocolate?
No, I don't even know how I ate the last of it.
Okay, like 100-year-old man.
No.
So that was pretty much sums up the podcasting portion of last night. And then after that, I just started taking furious notes and I was watching The Dark Crystal and I realized that I think The Dark Crystal is a story about us as humans and what's really going on in the world. So I'm going to get to that next episode as I detail my Dark Crystal conspiracy theory, I suppose. And I don't know. You tell me what you think about it, but that's for next episode. So hope you guys enjoyed this experimental format of an episode. If you dig what I do, I'm on the Instagrams at SigNeutron and Twitter at SigNeutron. Tell me how you dig in the show. Tweet at me at SigNeutron on Twitter or send me an email, SigNeutron@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitch, twitch.tv/SigNeutron, where I do some fun stuffs live, like working on stuff. I do makeups on Ranny. We just have some good times. Also, join my community on Discord, the Cigarette Pack. Again, I still don't know if you could just search that and find the community, but if not, you can look at the pinned tweet on my Twitter and then click the invite link to my Discord. So thanks, everybody, and hope you enjoyed this. I guess I did. That jury's still out on that. But remember, stay open-minded, stay weird, and if you're not paying attention, then you won't find anything. I'm SigNeutron, pushing the red square.